Good afternoon, Mary.
Hello, how are you?
I'm so good. Thanks for joining us again on 2SER.
Thank you for having me. You very much redeemed yourself by calling me your favourite, because I was hoping you were going to say, I have a soft spot for Mary Kay and Ladies Who League, but we didn't quite get there.
I do, definitely. And Ladies Who League, we can even start off with this, because you've just done the first episode of your new podcast for the season, started yesterday on ABC. Fantastic.
It did. It was really exciting, and it's so fantastic to be back for rugby league season. We cover a lot of sports with the Ladies Who brand now, but rugby league and, of course, our Parramatta Eels are my favourites and always will be.
And that's why, you know, but you get joined by so many fantastic commentators and athletes who talk about not just league but all sorts of sports on that podcast. So it's great that it's back and got such a great platform as well.
Yeah, it's been fantastic to have such great support from not just ABC Grandstand, but all the sports as well wanting to showcase their athletes. So on this week's show, we had our Naomi Stallenberg, who's been picked to represent the Australian women's cricket team in their upcoming tour of India. So it was good to talk some cricket as well.
Yeah. Of course, Ladies Who Leg Spin had a huge season over the cricket season. So, but we've passed on. We're pushing cricket to the side now. It's time to bring back the footy.
Yeah, sunscreen away and scarves at the ready for winter and rugby league, I think.
It sort of crept up on me this season. Like, I've been knowing it's coming, but there was no nines. There was sort of the trials that sort of went past. And all of a sudden, round one's here. I'm going, oh, I need to get my fantasy team going. I need to get my tipping comps going.
I think that's happened to a lot of people. And I think it was partly because we had such a long year last year with the World Cup. Mm. And you're right, there was no sort of signal that the season was on its way, because we usually have the Auckland Nines or the All-Stars game, but it's here and it's time to get excited.
I'm excited. It all kicks off tomorrow night with, I think it's the Broncos and Dragons.
Correct.
Last year, we had predictions of things were going to change up a bit, but then we got the Storm, who again, even with players in and out of injury, still managed to land on top somehow. The Melbourne Storm. Is the dynasty over this year, though? Can they be stopped?
No, they can't be. So, Nick, every year I predict the demise of the Storm, but what I've learned is actually that they are so well coached that even if they lose players like Cameron Smith or Cooper Cronk or Billy Slater, there's someone new just waiting to replace them. So look, I think if any team can go back-to-back, it's them, but we know how difficult it is to psych yourself up and go for that double.
It's been, I think it's like 23 years since anyone's gone back-to-back. It's crazy.
I think so. So I think the Broncos did it during the Super League era, but I think they were also the last to do it during the NRL regular season in, I want to say, 1992, 1993.
I think you got it nail on the head there. And, of course, the Storm did lose Cooper Cronk, of course, this year. So the famous three of Cronk, Smith and Slater have been broken up. And this could very well be the last season of Cameron Smith and or Slater.
You mentioned the breaking up of rugby league's favourite boy band. I think that's been the big thing over this summer, is just the player transfers and how much player movement there's been and how many players are going to look weird in their new jerseys. So you've got Cooper Cronk and James Tedesco at the Sydney Roosters. You've got Aaron Woods at the Canterbury Bulldogs, Josh Reynolds at the West Tigers. It's all very strange to me.
I know, such big names driving around. Josh Dugan on the Sharks.
Yes,
Moylan there as well.
Bryce Cartwright at the Titans.
And we're talking big names who have made big moves around the place. But maybe this will level the comp out a bit.
Well, that's what I think is so interesting, because I've tipped the top eight. But what's so challenging to me is that I honestly feel like almost every team can make the eight. And while I think there'll be a couple of dominant teams, there are about four or five teams that I think are genuine unknowns. So whether they finish in the eight or not is really a call up to the person tipping the eight. But it wouldn't surprise me whether they made it or not either way.
Yeah, and that's the exciting part. I mean, league's always exciting in that most games, pretty much anyone can win. But when you have a season where you really are unsure who's going to make that top four, it makes it even more exciting.
Definitely.
The Roosters are one of the big tips to have a huge season. Of course, they've recruited very well. Somehow they've fit them all under the salary cap. I don't know. We won't talk about that. But with the addition of Cooper Cronk and James Tedesco, look, they're going to be huge.
Well, that's the thing. They were a good team last year, and I feel like the problem with the Roosters last year was that they would go napping for about 20 minutes per game. Mm-hmm. But query whether Cooper Cronk will be able to settle the ship there. And I can't imagine how good they're going to be with Cooper Cronk and James Tedesco. And let's not even look forward to 2019 when Angus Crichton's going to join them as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah. Well, they did lose Mitchell Pearce, though, who's been battling away at halfback at the Roosters. It's been a really good player for them, really. I mean, obviously he had some issues in between. But when you can replace him with Cooper Cronk, you're like, yeah, you do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely do. But I think Mitchell Pearce is going to be a really good signing for the Roosters. And it's funny, Mitch Pearce is a much maligned character in rugby league, but I think what often gets lost in the talk about Mitchell Pearce, because we focus so much on him at origin level, He is a genuinely good club halfback. So I think he's going to be great for the Knights. And look, I have put the Knights in my top eight. Part of that might be dreaming a little bit, but I'd love to see them do well this year. They've got some great recruits in Connor Watson, Aidan Guerra, Kalen Ponga, Mitchell Pearce. And, you know, if they start strongly, who knows what could happen.
I'd love to see the Knights go well. It's been so long, I feel like, since they've had a really good season. Have they had three wooden spoons in a row, actually?
Something. Yeah, I believe it's three wooden spoons in a row, but still averaging over 15,000 for home game attendance, which is incredible.
Yeah, and those people in the Hunter, they love the Knights. And if the Knights are going well, they're going to really turn out.
Definitely.
Yeah. Hope they make top eight. That'd be fantastic.
Would be good.
Now, our Eels, we've got to talk about them. It's one of these seasons that all of a sudden expectations for the Eels have really jumped up. Last year, barely anyone picked us to make the eight. And this year, because we made top four last year, everyone's going, oh, yeah, top four, no worries. Can we do it?
Look, we can do it. We can definitely do it. I think the big question is going to be, where are we going to score our points without Semi Radradra? That's a big question for me. Mm. And, of course, the other question is, how is Jared Hayne going to fit in? I've done a lot of soul-searching over the summer and thought long and hard about this. Yeah. And where I've come to is that if Brad Arthur has welcomed Jared back, and I've put my faith and trust in Brad Arthur and never questioned any of his decisions in the past, then I'm willing to go with it as well. But I'm encouraged by the fact that Jared Hayne is no longer the only player that we will be depending on for our attack.
Yep.
So he sort of slots into a team rather than being the dominant figure.
I mean, we've got a backline of superstars. When you look at when Clint Gutherson comes back, and you've got Bevan French, you've got Michael Jennings, and then you've got Norman and Moses in the halves. It's actually, it blows my mind what a great backline we've got. And then you've got really solid forwards as well. I can't really see too many weaknesses.
No, I can't either. And it's good that you mentioned the forwards too, because Parramatta for me have traditionally always had good backlines, but it was always the forwards that I worried about. Nathan Brown was outstanding last year, and players like Daniel Alvaro, he was really good last year. Like, he surprised me, and I thought Tim Manor had his best season last year too. So I'm looking forward to what the Eels can do, and I'm just looking forward to some exciting footy, because Mitch Moses and Corey Norman will now have had a full preseason under their belts and should come in raring to go. And we have a very good draw as well.
Well, that is that. And I'm crossing every single thing I can that we don't have any major injuries this year, because that has really hurt us in the past. Just hoping we can stick it out.
I'm hoping with you.
All right. Well, last year, 2 years ago, you picked the Sharks to win a magical premiership. And it happened. It came true. It was a huge season. Last year, you went on the line and said Canberra Raiders for a big year. And that didn't quite come to fruition. All right, but you can redeem yourself this year. Who are you picking? Who's going to end up on the top in October?
What I need to preface this statement by saying is that I could never tip the Eels to win the grand final. I couldn't do that. Could you ever do that?
I'm pretty positive, and if we looked really strong, I would, but I'm not picking them for this year, but I'm just hoping they can get up there.
Okay, but, also hoping. Look, I don't think you can go past the Cowboys. If Jonathan Thurston and Matt Scott stay fully fit, and then you've got Michael Morgan and what he learnt last year when JT was off injured, I think they're going to be absolutely incredible. I really do, and I'm looking forward to watching them play.
You're right. We've got Tamalolo. If Lachlan Coote stays fit, I know he's out this week, but if they can have that back line firing and those forwards going strong.
Ethan Lowe, Colin Hess.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm frightened of them. Like, they are going to be a very exciting team. So if they can stay injury-free, I think they're the ones.
And, of course, it would be a massive farewell for JT if he could get to the grand final.
Definitely.
And win it. So fairy tales don't always happen in league, but you never quite know.
We're still waiting for our fairy tale, Mick.
Yeah, we are. It'll happen. We're now the longest team without a premiership, so, you know.
Thank you for the kind reminder.
I know you know that. Mary Kay, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER. It's always a privilege to have you. And people can find your podcast at abc.net.au. Just do a search for Ladies Who League and you'll find the podcast. It just kicked off yesterday.
Thanks so much for having me, Mick. I always have a lot of fun chatting with you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Mary.